On Capitol Hill, the Senate committee investigating improper practices by labor and management has turned away from its earlier targets in labor and is examining the other side of the coin. Today it was the turn of a representative of a big baking company. And from Washington, CBS News correspondent Wells Church reports that story.
The reaction of a management vice president in charge of labor relations to the combined pressures of profit necessity, Taft-Hartley Act requirements, and union demands was somewhat painfully demonstrated today before the Senate Rackets Committee by George Faunce, Jr., vice president of the Continental Baking Company. Chairman McClellan, in questioning James G. Cross, the president of the Bakery Workers Union, remarked that the committee has uncovered perfectly plain evidence of collusion between a Continental subsidiary and the union. This was the reaction of Continental Vice President Faunce.
The insinuation that Continental has bought union favors is slanderous and unwarranted to the point of being ridiculous. Only total ignorance of the true bargaining situation of such a baking company as Continental, willful disregard for the truth or both, could even nerve anyone to make such a statement. This is neither the fact in this or in any other instance. It is completely untrue.
Faunce also crossed swords with Senator Kennedy over whether the company indulged in unfair labor practices.
I must refer to the fact that Senator John F. Kennedy of this committee yesterday made the assertion, quote, "I do not think there is any doubt but that the actions your company took in this case were unfair labor practices," unquote.
Your own employee, Mr. Binns, agreed with the same position.
Well, I disagree with him, and I disagree with you.
Well, Mr. Binns, I agree that your company has no responsibility as far as the efforts to keep out the United Packing.
Right.
There's also the section of the Taft-Hartley bill also prohibits any company from interfering in favor of any union, and I don't think that there's any doubt that the Continental Baking Company and its subsidiary, the Morton Company, did just that, and that that is an unfair labor practice.
Senator, the only point I wish to make, and I'd make it if you had permitted me to finish this paragraph, is whether this prejudgment is true can be properly left to the National Labor Relations Board regional office in Minneapolis.
Then came committee counsel Robert Kennedy in perhaps the hottest exchange of the day.
If you had no people out there or no local that was in existence out there, why did you sign a contract?
I was informed that they had a majority.
But don't you think that the people should make the choice, Mr. Faunce, not you and Mr. Cross or you and Mr. Stewart?
I think that normally you make a contract with a union leader. You don't make a contract with a mob of people.
Well, that's not a mob of people, Mr. Faunce.
Well,
it's a group of people.
It's a group of people.
It's no mob of people. It's people that were working in one of your plans.
All in all, the day's testimony brought a rueful observation from Republican Senator Curtis of Nebraska that this using of workers as pawns was worse than financial corruption.